This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Butch Wilkins. Ray, how the devil are you?
I'm dangerously well, Alan. And yourself?
Good, man. I'm really good. Good. Yeah, it's great. Premiership's tight and Champions League coming up is fantastic.
I think everything's buzzing, mate. I've got to say, the Premier League, I love it when there's 3-on-23, 1-on-22, and the rest are closing in. So it looks pretty impressive.
Right, so this is Up Front with Alan Brazil. It is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the very latest odds and fantastic offers. Ray, let's look back a wee bit. Your boy's going well. Chelsea, I do not discount them for maybe being there at the end. Southampton 0, Chelsea 2, and Saints have been playing really well.
They've been playing really well. And I think there'd have been fewer for the top teams like City, the Arsenal, Tottenham, would have been sitting there Sunday afternoon thinking, you know, there might be a slight chance here that Southampton turn Chelsea over. But
yes,
Chelsea went for them, and they went for them really well and all that. And they've got some players that are really in the top of their form as well. He's changed the formation now. He's gone to three at the back, and it just allows Hazard, who's an absolute wizard of a footballer when given time and space, to create absolute havoc with the opposition.
I watched the last few games. I thought, where were you last season?
I couldn't agree more.
Where were you last season?
Embarrassing.
You know, shocking.
Embarrassing.
But anyway, no John Terry, no Cesc. It looks like for the news today, Cesc could be going out on loan. And John will sit there waiting for his chance, won't he? Because three at the back at the moment is suiting Chelsea.
Well, it is suiting Chelsea. And David Luiz, I think he's still got that mistake in him, Al, but he looks a lot more solid with two guys either side of him. And as I said, the wing, Victor Moses, we must bring up Victor Moses.
Playing well,
you know,
right-hand
put
side.
Out on loan to everybody, but on the right-hand side, doing a wonderful job as a right wing-back. His defensive responsibility is taken on 100%, so he's done very well indeed.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Matic as well, coming back to his old self.
2 years ago. This is the Matic of 2 years ago. Yeah. Him and Conte in the middle of the field have been dynamic, breaking up stuff. I've got to say, I often see them play at Stamford Bridge, and I think, why are they playing with two holding midfield players? Play 4-4-2. You have the majority of the ball anyway. Mm. Conte can sit in front of the back four and just attack teams. Mm. And I'm the same with Arsenal as well. Go 4-4-2. Stick Giroud up front. You saw what he could do. First two touches, two goals.
Do you know what I noticed as well? Because Southampton are decent. I watched them play
very good.
Inter Milan. And never mind, should have lost the game. At least it should have been a draw. They should have won it for me. But they're a decent side. Every time they threatened, Chelsea had like eight blue shirts behind the ball. They're really working much harder now.
Now, the work ethic is different class, Al. Last year, the work ethic was very, very poor. This year, when out of possession, they're closing people down. You can see Conte in the middle on the sideline, just urging everybody to get up and press. And they're working really hard.
Yeah. Manchester United, we both played there against Burnley. Were United unlucky, Ray? Was it just one of them days? Jose sent to the stand?
I don't think it was unlucky. I think it was poor finishing. You know, Ibrahimovic, the chance he gets from Rashford's cross.
Could have had four.
They would have loved to have had Jude Air out this time. I've got to say, you'd have tucked that in the far side and away you go. But Ibrahimovic missed one from 2 yards. Now, had that been Wayne Rooney, he would have been lambasted. But Ibrahimovic is having a little bit of a lean
good point,
spell.
Ray. Good point.
But getting away with a little bit of murder as well. And I honestly do believe they should have beaten Burnley. You know, with the utmost respect to Burnley, you have to beat Burnley at Old Trafford. Whether you've had 38 shots is irrelevant. How many have you put in the net? Well, you haven't. You've
and
got
they're
to
slipping
beat them.
Away. If you look at the table,
8 points
you know,
adrift.
Exactly. And that can't be good. Jose looks very frustrated as well, Ray.
Do you know what, Alan? I was really pleased he got sent off on Saturday. Now, not for the fact that he said something derogatory to an official, but the fact he showed some life, some energy.
Yeah.
Because that was the old Jose on the sideline there. You know, cut out all the what he did to the fourth official. That's why we want to see Mourinho. That's why we love Mourinho. And he has to show that. At Chelsea, he's just stood there. and not said a word to anybody on the side of the pitch.
Yeah.
And I was flabbergasted at that. I thought he must have got into a few players.
And the referee was Clattenburg. He's one of the lenient referees who will take a bit of stick off you, but if you go too far, sorry. So he's clearly launched into him.
He's launched into him, said something totally outrageous, and he's been sent to the stand. Mind you, Clattenburg got it wrong as well. You know, sending off Herrera for that second yellow was an absolute nonsense.
My
goodness gracious me. He just slipped into the guy.
I know it's hard, and the whole weekend was fraught with, you know, decisions that could have been a pen, might not have.
Absolutely.
I thought United should... I thought it was a pen, me. I thought it was in the box. I thought it was a penalty.
Alan, you know better than me. You know better with Ibrahimovic, the likes of the forwards that score goals. He had a chance there where he played a great 1-2 with Pogba. Pogba flicks it back through his legs. Start the season, he'd have lashed that in the back of the net. Mm-hmm. He tried to push it in.
Yeah.
You know better than me. You're a forward player. When you're losing a bit of confidence,
correct.
You're trying to make...
Leather it. Just smash it.
I couldn't agree more. Smash it in the back of the net.
I tell you what, he was unlucky with that great move. And it, acrobatic, it was like a scissor kick where the keeper just flew out, you know, doing a star jump.
Yeah.
And somehow it hits his arm.
It was
great
very,
save.
Very Peter Schmeichel-esque.
Yes.
Back, by the way.
Yeah, correct.
Great
correct.
Save. Great save.
So United 0, Burnley 0. And then City, on the other hand, go to a tough place, the Hawthorns. A real tough place. And Aguero, the finish. Sublime.
Haven't won for 5 games now before going to West Brom, and I thought they're not going to win for 6 either, because Tony will have them well organised. He'll have them up for it. They'll press and they'll give City a bit of grief, and Aguero just pulls you to pieces. You know, the second goal, good grief. You know, he hit that, and Olsen thinks
Are the balls that much lighter now? That is flown in.
No, it been dynamite, hasn't it, off the end of his boot. But he's worked so hard during the game as well. The first goal, the movement off the ball was top draw. You know, Gundala lays it through to him, boom, it's in the back of the net.
Yeah.
The fella's in great, great form. And all goes well for this evening's match.
I still make City favourites, and I still think they'll win it, Ray. But I'm glad it's going to be tight. You know, with the greatest respect to Leicester last year, for me, the big boys bottled it. They let Leicester run away with it. You know, they're still champions. You can't take it away from them. It was marvellous. And Leicester are finding a bit of form now. We'll come to that in a moment. But this year's different.
Arsenal had their best chance last year, Alan, to win the Premier League.
I agree. He's saying this year's the best. I am with you.
We're seeing Arsenal pre-Christmas. Year in, year out. Pre-Christmas. This is Arsenal. Absolutely mullering teams. Beating teams quite comfortably.
Yeah.
It's post-Christmas where Arsenal have their problems. And I think they'll have problems again. He has to buy another forward for Mia.
Definitely. Right, Champions League. Here we go. A cracker, City-Barcelona. And then, you know, not just revenge here up in Manchester, because Barcelona 4-0, City were down to 10 men, which has happened 4 times out of the last 5 5 times they've played Barca. They are a special side, Ray, the best team I've ever seen, ever. But City tonight, Aguero should be back, and this should be a much better game. And it's a game City can't afford to lose, and we'll come to that later.
No, they can't, Al, because it's extremely tight down there where they are in this little league they've got. But Barcelona are just superb. You know, when you look at the front three alone, you've got to keep that ball away from those guys. If you can, you've got half a chance. Now,
do you flood the midfield?
You've got to press them in. You've got to press them in, Al, and make them try and play out. Make them kick it long so you win the header, the initial header. But as soon as it's into that front three, you know you've got a problem, because they will create chances. And I honestly do believe, Al, when you're playing against Barcelona, you have to score one to get a point.
Yeah, because they're going to score.
They're going to score.
So will we see the genius that is Pep tonight in his system, his formation?
I don't honestly know.
He knows better than anyone.
But at the end of the
Barcelona.
Day, Alan, when you're playing at this level, and this is world-class level, because City have world-class players, as do Barcelona, you're playing at world level, international level here. If you've got the best players, and both sets of players hit form, the best players win.
Mm.
So Barcelona, for me, will beat City tonight.
Wow, it's going to be a great game now.
Great game.
If you're right, Ray, then Borussia Mönchengladbach in Germany against Celtic. For me, Celtic could not finish first or second of the group. Their big game was East End of Glasgow against the Germans
couldn't
at Celtic
more.
Park.
Couldn't agree more.
And I'm not going to mess about. The Germans were a different class. They passed the ball with speed, accuracy. Their touch was brilliant. They cut Celtic open. So how the hell Celtic are going to win in Germany tonight is beyond me. And if Mönchengladbach win, and you're right, Ray, Barca beat City, they're in prime position to get that second top.
Most certainly.
City could be heading to the Europa League.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's the way it's worked out. You know, Celtic don't travel well in this competition. I know we look back over the years. I think it's since Neil Lennon was there, they haven't had a point or a victory away from home. So it's going
to
be tough.
John Arson, he was talking about when they had that great UEFA Cup run. Fun enough, we're back to Jose, aren't we? When they beat Blackburn, they beat Liverpool on the travels. And I remember Hartson scoring a cracker at Anfield against Liverpool. Mm. And then, of course, Seville was the venue, and Jose's Porto beat them in a great, great game. I was there. And, of course, the following year, Porto were champions of Europe, the big one. So you're right, they do not travel. They'll take thousands over to Germany, northern Germany.
But the last people you want to play against, Al, as well, when you're in this situation, is a German team. You know yourself, they are so disciplined, the Germans, in the way they play. And they've got so much talent as well. You know, this is a tough one for Celtic. I don't fancy them at all, Al.
No, nor me. What about we do FC Copenhagen, Leicester? The Leicester, they're finding form as well in the Premier now. You know, it took a while. They had a hangover from last year, champions, but not in the Champions League. They would have been superb. Mm. Tricky little game, Copenhagen, Denmark, be cold. But I think Leicester can beat them over there, I do.
There's no question now. If you think of the group they got drawn in now with Porto, Bruges and Copenhagen, you know what I said before it even kicked off? You know, Leicester are champions of the Premier League. They'll qualify, no question. You know, we're playing against Copenhagen here. We're playing against Bruges.
Yeah.
Now, they would get relegated out of the Premier League. So there's no reason why Leicester shouldn't go there and actually put one over on Copenhagen, beat them, and qualify. Because they've got to go away to Porto. Now, Porto at home is a tough encounter. I was there with Chelsea many years ago, and Nicolas Anelka scored a goal, and we beat them 1-0 there in Porto. But what a tough game.
Hell of a result.
They're very, very good on their own patch. But, you know, Leicester should qualify comfortably.
OK, up front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. This is the new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10. That's ALAN capitals 10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter your promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you'll get £10 free. Also, look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. And betbrazil.com is for over 18s only. And please, Ray and I, we like a little bet. Betting should be fun. So please, please gamble responsibly. Right, some of the other games, some fascinating games, Ray. I love Champions League that night, don't you?
I couldn't agree more.
Sitting around the fire.
Wonderful.
You know, the music comes on, you think, go on, this is going to be great, fabulous.
The music's the gigger. The music
it does,
is
it gets you going,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it does. It gets you at it, yeah.
Right, let's have a look at one or two of the other games. So the Arsenal, Ludogorets, whatever they're called, it won't be easy. But a lot of Bulgaria, isn't it? Ludogorets against the Arsenal. Arsenal, the way they're playing, crikey, with the pace of Walcott, Giroud should get a chance tonight, shouldn't he?
Alan played a youth team. They've beat them 6-0 at home. Now, I listened to Arsenal's... he was saying that Ludogorets have a fantastic pedigree in Europe. You know, come on, let's be serious about this. They are ranked
average.
What,
basketball? I've never heard of them before.
They are.
Is he talking about the basketball league?
They are rank average, and any Arsenal team that goes there should pick up 3 points. And they've got a big game on Saturday against Tottenham at the Emirates. So rest them all.
Sunday, I'm there.
Sunday. Giroud. Play Giroud. Let Giroud play because he hasn't played for a while. Scored 2 in his first 2 touches. Play Theo Walcott.
Yeah.
You've got so much talent, Arsenal.
Oxlade Chamberlain, pace. Do you know that in Paris Saint-Germain, they go to Basel on that Swiss-German-French border.
Not easy.
Not easy. But Paris don't know. They can't afford to slip because Arsenal could end up winning the group.
Not easy. A lot of our teams have been to Basel and struggled. Big time. Man, you struggled a couple of years back. I think Chelsea have struggled there as well.
I played over there. It's right on the border. Switzerland, France, Germany. Right. There's A trio of boarders there.
And they're so lucky they speak every language.
I know.
Drives you nuts.
Loads of dough.
Drives you nuts.
Loads of dough. Great education. Mind you, they're boring.
That's where you must have come from.
I lived in Switzerland for a year. Talk about boring.
Where was you? In Neuchâtel?
No, I was just outside Zurich.
Unlucky.
So I'm fluent in Swiss German. two Steiners, Dankeschön. No. We've touched on Celtic, Man City, Barcelona, so we move on. Spurs against Bayer Leverkusen on the Wednesday, yeah. And Monaco CSKA. Mm-hmm. Personally, I fancy Monaco, and I would automatically say Tottenham, but it's Wembley. You know, the Germans, again, it's a German opposition to come to Wembley, and I'm a little bit hesitant, to be honest.
Al, you've only got to look at West Ham going into their new stadium. They've struggled. Look at Tottenham. They go to Wembley in the first game. They lose to Monaco. This is not an easy one. Leverkusen will be very, very difficult. They'll be dogged, and in Chicharito, they have a goal scorer. So it's not going to be easy. Harry Kane is the one missing thing.
I think he'll miss tonight. I think they might bring him back Sunday against the Arsenal.
Yeah, I don't think Pochettino wants to take that risk, Al, does he? But the thing you've got with Tottenham, they're playing exactly the same way. The same energy, the same vigour about them. They look fantastic. But can they put the ball in there? At the moment, no, they can't. And that's where they're struggling. With Harry, I think they'd have been really pushing that 23 points in the Premier League.
Monaco against the Russians, I fancy Monaco strong.
You've got to fancy Monaco.
I know they're not as strong as they used to be. In fact, I think over in France now, Nice not top.
Yeah.
With that numpty Balotelli on there, scoring a few goals again.
He's scoring bundles, mate.
How does that work?
Well, it just goes to show what French football's all about. If you look at Ibrahimovic last year, Alan, 52 goals in 50 games. Now, he's come to the Premier League. OK, he started very well, but now he's starting to struggle because everyone knows what he's all about. So it's an easier league to score goals in, the French.
Just a quickie, because I want to talk about England, Scotland. Your time, the Italians. I spoke to Graham Souness the other morning, and he's doing a little dinner with Joe Jordan up in Glasgow.
I believe so, mate, yeah.
And my biggest regret was Joe Jordan not sticking the old... right hook, right on that Gattuso. I hated him. Do you remember that, the little set too?
Yeah, I do,
Gattuso
yeah.
stuck his head in
he
Joe's face.
Order, yeah.
I thought, go on, Joe, give him one. Give him one. No, I think, a great spell over there,
I think
there,
10,
you?
15 years ago, Alan, that would have been well permitted, that, to give him one and banjo him right on the chin. Yeah, I had a magnificent time out.
But did you have physical side where they try to do you, kick you over there?
When they wanted to do you, Alan, they would get you. So you always knew when I was smashed against a couple of fences, because that's when the fences were up in Italy. I think, who was it? Colavati smashed me into the hoardings. But when they want to get you, they'll get you. It was just one of them.
So what do you
they'll
do
take
in those
a, they'll
days,
take
though?
A red card.
Because there wasn't so many cameras. Well, could you give them the odd elbow, whoosh, when no one's looking?
Well, Alan, I weren't really into too much of that as well. I let other people.
If someone hurts you, you'll give them one back.
I would, most certainly. But this guy just hit me into these railings. I must have flown 4 foot off the floor.
And did he get a red?
Didn't get anything.
Yeah, well, see,
they were very clever at it.
So sneaky. Very clever. Not a sneaky red. They're
not clever in what they do. If you look at every Latin country, well, we are so open in the way we do things, because that's the way we are. And if someone upsets you, well, you're banjo to them. And that's the way football is. And that's the way we like our football. But the Latins, they're sneaky, but they are clever.
Now, a big game coming up soon. England against Scotland. Wembley Stadium. Look, on paper, it looks, it's a no-brainer for England. Brown might come back for the game. He retired.
He's back in.
Yeah, he retired. And I think, I did a little piece in the local paper up there. The Sunday paper said, come back for it, come back for it.
Absolutely.
And I think Gordon's going to have it.
Good.
So it's the only way Scotland can upset England is by hassling them, working them, niggling them. We can't outplay you, not with this squad.
No, but Alan, you've just said what Scotland can do. And there's no substitute for hard work. Now, if we can't get around that by playing our football, then we have to compete. And Scotland will be slightly better than us at competing for that.
Well, funny enough, Graham Souness said that. He said, don't kid yourself. It's not just the Scots, because we were talking about that great Liverpool side where there's so many English and Scots, five asides before the big games, and the losers would get pelters.
Absolutely.
The next week. Same with Ipswich. I had the same with Paul Mariner, Terry Butcher, Russell Osman, against McMills. There's me, Johnny Watt, George Burley. we used to get it all the time. Yeah, the English boys want to win as much as the Scots.
Oh, massively so. Massively so. I'm one of those, Al, that never wanted the home internationals to finish. I used to love it. And now we'd have a proper competition because the Welsh are strong. Scotland would be right in there. Ireland would are doing exceptionally well, Northern Ireland. And England, you know, we're doing okay. If we had that home internationals now, you couldn't pick a winner.
How big a game is this for Gareth?
It's massive, Alan, but it's... I was saying the other day, you can have the best manager in the world managing an international side. You can set them out as you wish. If you don't have world-class footballers, you can't win world-class competitions. Now, we don't have, in my humble opinion, we don't have a world-class footballer.
Well, Alan Shearer said the other day, in the Premier League, there's one, just one, and that is Aguero.
Yeah, well, I would say Sanchez is very close to that. I've got
Coutinho?
Coutinho, no. No, I wouldn't. I might say Silva and give that three.
I love Silva.
That three. I think Silva's different class. But I don't see, Alan, to win world competitions, European competitions, you know as well as me, matey, you need world-class footballers. And... you know, it's very interesting. Jose came out with it the other day. I need more world-class players. Well, we can all manage teams with world-class players. What can you do with players that aren't quite world-class? Can you improve them? Can you get them to do that business? Remains to be seen.
In terms of expectations with Man United, we're not talking about Man United winning a Champions League too soon, but threatening and chasing and being, you know, a threat to the likes of City, the likes of Leicester, the likes of Arsenal, to Chelsea, all the big boys. United have got to be in that pack. One of four can win it, and they've got to be one of them.
Alan, I really believe it's another two windows for Manchester United. I really do.
With Jose or without?
With. And spending money. I mean, proper money. Because I don't think the squad of players they have at the moment is adequate enough for them to push for the Premier League at this moment.
With or without Wayne?
I would have to say with. You know, it's pretty evident as well. Okay, just before he got himself injured, he wasn't playing wonderfully well. But what have they done since? Absolutely nothing.
Do you know what it is?
You need character, Al. You know the same as me. You know the same as me, Al. You need that guy in the dressing room. When he took in Ibrahimovic, I thought, what a fantastic signing. A great personality. You know, but Wayne's a personality. And he grips them guys up. And bearing in mind, for me, Al, the biggest mistake that Wayne Rooney makes is he sacrifices himself too much for the team.
Well, to be honest, wherever he was asked to play, he played.
He played. He played right back if you asked him to.
Yeah, he played. He didn't complain. And it's only because of the lack of succession United have and they're picking on Wayne.
Absolutely. And it disgusts me. He's 31 years of age, Al. Good grief.
He's about to break Bobby Charlton's record, goal-scoring record.
He's the best goal scorer for England. He'll break Bobby Charlton's record. And we want him out.
Mm.
I can't understand what's going on here. Yet Jose brings someone in at 35 and plays him at centre forward. Now, whether Ibrahimovic has had a cushy number over the last 10 years, I don't know. I wouldn't say that because he's been remarkably important to whatever team he's played for and remarkably successful.
Yeah.
But Wayne Rooney is Manchester United.
Ray, one last one. What about Pogba? Is he improving? Is he getting there? Will we see this great player or not?
We're not seeing him at the moment, Alan. We might see him against Fenerbahce on Thursday because it's a lesser a team we're playing against or Man U are playing against. And I think we will see him on Thursday. But in the Premier League, no one lets you get away with what you want to get away with.
We want to see him control the game at Anfield, at the Bridge, at the Emirates, the Etihad or a White Hart Lane, don't we?
We do. We do. And he's not at the moment at that level where you can say, I honestly do believe, Alan, as well, with Michael Carrick in there, he would be more successful, Pogba. Because Carrick will just sit in front of that back two.
Like Pirlo used to do.
Like Pirlo. And, you know, Pirlo played till he was 38, 39 at Juventus. Played for the Italians at the same age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason why Michael can't be used in that role. And just don't move, Michael. But everything comes through you. And let Pogba do what he wants to do. And I would say, Alan, Man U have to go 4-4-2. Stick Rooney up top with Ibrahimovic. Stick Rashford on one side.
Yeah.
Rashford on one side. Just get him in the team. Goal scorers. Whenever it's near the box, cross the thing.
Mm.
And let's get some chances on a goal.
Brilliant. Ray, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Al, thank you very much.
That was Up Front with Alan Brazil and Ray Butch Wilkins.
Brought to you by Audioboom. BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.